japa mini meditations, Ras Lila Nectar Collection, 012, continuing Gopal Champu, Ras Lila description, narration. This is part 2, Krishna leaves home. As a reminder for those who are chanting japa while listening softly to this audio narration on earplugs, headphones, or external speakers, the technique is to deeply hear with attachment and keen interest and desire to absorb your mind and heart and aspirations and feelings in the content and description of this Ras Lila in Gopal Champu and other books. Chanting, hearing, thinking, meditating, reflecting, and trying to visualize and see, oh, the banks of the Yamuna, the white sandy banks, the full moon, gopis wearing all white chandan and white dresses, and their conversations and their feelings and their anticipations. This is part of the absorption in Lila Smaran combined with Naam Japa. Part 2, Krishna leaves home. One day, Krishna sits in his room in Nandagram. It's the early evening, about 8 p.m., and Krishna notices the beautiful Purnachandra, full moon rising in the eastern sky in Ashwin month, Sharad Purnima. At this time, Krishna thinks within himself, what is this full moon I'm seeing? Is it a ball of red kunkum? Because the moon is slightly reddish when it rises sometimes in the autumn. Or is it the face of Cupid, who is angry with me, so his face has turned red like this moon? Seeing the moon, Krishna thinks, I think Chandradev, the moon god, is instructing me. What is he saying? He's saying this. Hey, Shyam, why are you waiting? Why are you hesitating to go enjoy with your beloved Radha, who you hanker for so much? After seeing many auspicious signs, Krishna becomes inspired with romantic feelings. With the full moon rise, Krishna decides, now I will go out to the forest. Krishna assigns his most intimate Priyanarma Sakas, Sudam, Vasudam, and Kinkini, to stand as guards at the door to his bedroom to prevent anyone from entering where he's, quote-unquote, sleeping in his room. Then Krishna clutches his dearest flute in his hand and he rushes off out a secret door to the banks of the Yamuna. Upon arriving at the Ras Lila Arena, situated on the silvery white camphor soft sands of the Yamuna, Krishna looks up into the crystal clear sky, crisp late night sky of the Sharad Purnima. And while gazing at that beautiful, soothing, romantic, and enticing full moon, Krishna says, O Chandra, O moon with your sweet and soothing soft light, are you feeling proud that you are the most beautiful of all beings? Actually, you should know, Chandradev, that the toenails of my Radha, the toenails of her lotus feet, are even more excellent and beautiful in radiance than you. Krishna walks to the summit of the hillock rising from the banks of the Yamuna. This is described as the Yogapit, the location of the Radha Govinda old temple or mandir today. There, at the top of this hillock rising from the banks of Yamunaji, Krishna stands beautifully in Tribhanga, threefold form, beneath a huge golden kadamba tree, blossoming with sweet, fragrant flowers. Placing his flute upon his ruby, love-red, flower-petal lips, Krishna thinks, I will play my murali in such a sweet way that Madhuri Radha will be compelled and forced to come to me. But I have to play in a very special, careful, and unique way so that I don't attract any other gopis. Then Krishna starts playing special ragas just to attract Radha alone. The melodies and ragas that Krishna plays to attract Radha have never been heard before in the entire universe. Those sweet raganis impassion the hearts of his gopi beloveds. Suffering in Radha's separation, Shyam painfully plays on his flute as tears drip from his eyes and his hair stands on end and his entire body is trembling. Thus ends part two. Krishna leaves his home. Jaya Jaya Radhi, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavan.